Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ashburn scores. Kindle moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman takes first base on ball four. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Grote reaches third base with a triple. Verdon goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to second. Bob Anderson now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Clemente moves to second. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimoli who is chasing the ball. Zimmer reaches third base with a triple. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Pirates. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Zimmer scores. It's Cubs, 3, Pirates, 3. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up beyond second. Mazeroski can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Paul Giel now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Giel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdun is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Zimmer strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Burgess reaches third base with a triple. Cimoli goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Pirates, 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burgess scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Gene Baker pinch hits for Paul Giel. Don Elston now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoke scores. Mazeroski moves to second. It's 6-4, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan throws to second, with Banks covering, and has Mazeroski trapped. There's the throw to Zimmer, who tags Mazeroski for the out. Baker moves to second. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Green now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bausch is 0-for-3 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive. Cimoli throws the ball into Mazeroski, who tags Bausch trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ashburn scores. Banks moves to third. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Roy Face now pitching. Bob Will pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Will now playing left field. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman who is chasing the ball. Nelson reaches third base with a triple. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Murphy pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. L. Tapp now catching. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Face is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Face hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Face moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-4 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill pinch hits for Don Elston. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Lou Johnson pinch runs for Earl Averill. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 7-6, Pirates. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauschi strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.